Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, they've been having a lot of action over there at the Lori Walton Center. His name is Tony Madlock. He's been watching. He's assistant coach with the Tigers. He joins us now. Coach, how are you doing, brother?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Does it feel like you're sitting on a whole bunch of gold over there?
That's funny. But it's been fun to watch these guys work out for the last, 2 weeks now. So it's been exciting, man. Anytime you got a lot of talent in the gym, it's fun.
I don't know how much you got to hear them yesterday in terms of the things the freshmen said. You all sort of introduced them to us in terms of speaking publicly to the media for the first time as a group. Did you like what you heard? To a man, it was all, for the most part, we got to check our egos at the door.
Exactly, and that's what Penny has been talking about from day one. When he recruited all these guys, he told them, hey, listen, if we want to try to do something special, everybody's going to have to sacrifice a little bit of their game for the greater good. So he's been preaching there from day one, and you can tell the guys are listening so far.
Yep. Well, I mean, what does that look like? Because you're exactly right. I mean, James said team concept, you know, everybody. I think we lost Tony there. Let's get him back. But to that point, we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet because of, you know, obviously the breaking news before our show. But basically everybody, now there were varying levels of confidence between, you know, several of them, but, you know, James mentioned team concept, Boogie said we got to come together as families. Like, they are like hyper aware of, you know, just that in general, you know?
Someone else made this point, but it struck me when he said it, you know, I no longer think of myself as the man, you know, and that's kind of what all of these guys have been for the most part at their teams. DJ said it. I'm not the man anymore, and that's the sort of team thing you want to hear.
Coach, we got you.
I'm back.
Yeah, so, I mean, to that point we were just talking about, I mean, every guy we had a chance to talk to, especially James, you know, James was like, listen, team concept, team concept, team concept. How much easier does it make your job when, you know, the number one player in America is emphasizing that on his own? Like, hey, we have to check our egos at the door. We have to believe in team concept.
Exactly. It's fun, and it's something that we've been preaching, and Penny has been preaching, and those guys are buying in. And the thing about it is those guys are so humble, and those guys are so talented, and they want to win big, and they want to win big for each other. So we're excited about it. It's been a very good 2 weeks.
Yeah, you mentioned it's only been 2 weeks. So in terms of a timetable and a timeline, like how much are you able to put in right now? Like how do you begin to approach sort of that, especially with all the talent that you have?
Well, we're doing a lot of different things. We're doing some individual work, some skill development, so we're doing that on a regular basis. And then also we're starting just to put in some defensive principles, you know, just kind of some really introducing some stuff and getting these guys adjusted to college life and how referees going to call games and stuff like that. So it's been good, man, and we're excited about these guys. These guys are willing to learn. They're trying to do everything the right way. And Penny's doing a really good job of teaching these guys.
Coach, do you? I know Dandridge had said he hoped to be. Do you all expect to have Dandridge for most of the season coming back from that knee?
You never know. You know, okay. Coming back from ACL, it just kind of depends on the rehab. And I know he's doing a really good job, and he's probably ahead of schedule right now.
Looks
so
like
you just never know. But, you know, hopefully he gets back as soon as possible.
And then just to clean that up, Lester was talking. It looks like he's off the broken foot. You all's trainer talked to us about it, but or in terms of and he didn't have a boot on yesterday. But in terms of getting back, is it going to be a cautious process? Is that the deal?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing we got to make sure that we understand is that it's June. You know, it's
exactly.
June, and you know, we don't play a game until November. So we want to make sure that everybody, if we can, have everybody healthy and ready to go when we get to the Bahamas. But he's been doing some shooting. So he'll be ready to go probably in the next week or so.
John and I were talking about this. Man, we'd almost put bubble wrap on all those guys, right? Because it almost feels, yes, you want, Coach, I know you want to develop them and get them ready for the season because they have to be by the time y'all are ready to roll because of this schedule, but it's almost like there's a line, right? You want to push them because that competition level is going to be, but you don't, I mean, it feels like health would be the number one concern in terms of coming out of June and July. You want everybody healthy, right? How do you walk that line?
It is, man. Yeah, but it, you know how it is in the game of basketball, man. You can't control
anything
things like injuries. You just got it, man. It's things that you've been doing all your life. You've been playing basketball, you know. So you want to get out there. The guys want to hoop. They want to compete at the highest level. So so you know you just gotta pray that you know everything works out for the best, man. But these guys are really been good, man. We're so excited about them, man. Everything so far has been as advertised.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis basketball assistant coach Tony Madlock here on the show. Coach, how much does experience matter? Because, I mean, listen, people try to poke holes. That's what people do. And the only real hole with as much talent as you guys have is the fact that, you don't have all that much experience. But how much does it matter when there's that much talent?
Experience, it means a lot, and especially in college basketball. Especially when you get to the NCAA tournament and the big dance, and it's you're playing against guys that's been at a program 3 and 4 years. You can look around the country of all the teams that had a lot of one and done guys and top freshmen, and you know sometimes it doesn't work out. So luck plays a good part of it, but experience is always a key factor in college basketball. But saying all that, you know, I think that any coach would rather say they would rather have really talented guys that are young versus experienced guys that's not as talented. So. It can work both ways. So, it is experience. It's going to be big. But we have some experienced guys. You know, Alo played a lot of minutes last year. Tyler played a lot of minutes last year. Isaiah played a lot of last year. And then Lance is an older guy, even though he's just a sophomore.
That's where I was going to go, Coach. I asked Wiseman about this. You know, even the freshmen, we haven't seen what they're going to do, but we feel like we know them a little bit. We've seen their body of work. What is Lance bring to the table in terms of things he can do and sort of what you see him doing for you guys this year?
Well, he's 6'10", he's long, he's a stretch four, can really shoot the ball, mm-hmm. put it on the floor, block shots, so he's a guy that's going to help us. And like I said, and he has that mentality, he's a leader, you know, he talks a lot, the guys are going to look up to him because he's going to try to do things the right way, so he's going to be big for us in a lot of areas this year.
James Wiseman, you may know him. Obviously, a lot of people in the city are excited about him. We saw him for the first time, officially introduced as a part of the team yesterday. I know there's probably a part of you as a coach that, like, you got to keep it in perspective, right? You got to keep everything sort of reined in. But from what you've seen in the limited availability with him, what have you seen from James?
Like you said, we've watched him for a long time now, and he is as good as advertised. He has the total package for a basketball player, of course, the height, the skill level, and then probably the biggest deal, he wants to be great. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the part of his game is going to take him to a whole nother level, man. He works, and he wants to be one of the best players in the country.
It is obviously a team, and so that's important, and because everybody has to come together, and that was sort of the theme of yesterday. But with James as the guy that really was sort of helping recruit and help get these guys on campus, you don't have that sort of quintessential four-year senior on the roster, but how much does it help with James having been on USA basketball teams, having been on a million different All-Star game rosters? He's done the, talented thing before. He's been around a bunch of talent. How much does that sort of help you guys when it comes to managing this day-to-day?
It's a great access because he's a guy that knows, like you said, he knows how to play with other really good players. He's done it, forever. So like playing on All-Star games and McDonald games and all those things. So he has a sense of, hey, listen, sometimes you have to give up this to get this. So and he's been really good at it. And like I said, man, he's just such a great kid. I don't think people understand, James Wiseman and what kind of kid he is. I mean, he's a guy that, he will bend over backwards for you. He's a pleaser. He wants to know what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. So he's a guy that, I think everybody, that doesn't know him is going to fall in love with it.
I know. It feels like we never rule out anything with you guys, Coach, but does it feel like y'all are done for 2019, like this is the squad?
Well, like I said, man, who knows? Who knows? Everything has worked out so far so good with scholarships and all that stuff, but, at the end of the day, you never know in college basketball, man, with the transfer portal, up to over 900 right now, with I think right at 400 still has not committed to school. So, and then you just never know. School doesn't start and really until August. So a lot of things can happen from now until August. So, but
yep.
To answer your question, I don't know.
Gotcha. No doubt about that. We saw the pairings today in conference, Coach. You're going to have Houston in Memphis, Cincinnati in Memphis, Temple in Memphis, Wichita State here at home, and then UConn as well. When you look at the league next year, what do you think about the quality of the AAC next season?
I think it's going to be really good. I think, you know, Houston, because of that culture, now I don't care who they lose off their team. Agreed. And who they bring in, you know, they're going to be good just because of, you know, what Coach Sampson has done there and the talent he has, and he just has that program going in the right way. You know, UConn is going to get back to UConn, I think. Wichita State is a really good program, is always going to be good. You know, Cincinnati is going to be Cincinnati. So and with us, so I think you got teams that can easily be in the big dance and should be in the big dance. So I think it's going to be a really good, challenging year for everybody.
Coach, saw a great story in the Commercial Appeal on Father's Day. I believe it was written by Drew Hill, who talked to your son. And I got to ask you this. I'm going to read it for the listeners that didn't get a chance to read it. Your son said and was talking to you, keep pushing me and making me work hard because you're the only reason why I'm where I am, where I'm at today. I figure as a father, is there anything better a son can give you than to tell you something like that?
No, man, it gives me goosebumps when I hear it. You know, it's one of those deals that, you know, when you have a son that's playing, you know, high school basketball, he's here in the city for the first time, you know, because he's never lived in Memphis. He wasn't born in Memphis. So for him to now be in the city where I was born and raised and to be playing in a high school and I get a chance to watch him play and his family members get a chance to watch him play, he's wearing number 20. So, of course, man, that's exciting for me.
Does he have the mad dog in him, though? He's got the mad lock genes in him. I've seen him. He's got the same genes, Coach.
He does. He's getting better every day. He's young, man. Actually, let me tell you, he turned 16 today. So happy birthday, TJ. He just turned 16, so he's young. He's young for his class. And we're excited about his basketball future, man. He's getting better every day, and he's working hard, so I'm proud of him.
Hey, man, don't do him like T. Moran and call him overrated on Twitter, man. You go easy on your son, okay?
No, man. Listen. I try not to coach him too hard.
I hear you.
I try to be a dad. So when I do say something, I want him to listen, and so far it's worked out.
No doubt. Well, Coach, we appreciate the
really
time,
appreciate
man,
your
as
time,
always.
Brother.
No, you're busy, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.
He is Tony Madlock.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.